Okay, officially, according to my clock, it's 6 o'clock Central Time. Again, this is Biz from HappilyThinnerAfter.com. I want to welcome you to the call tonight. I want to tell you how grateful I am that you made it. Before I start the call, I want to do a little disclaimer. This is something that I usually say whenever I'm in some sort of public speaking. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian. I don't have many letters after my name. But what I am is just like you, just trying to find my way through this thing we call nutrition. I'm going to try to keep this really short. When I picked this date, which was the third time that I picked a date, I didn't realize it was the day before a holiday weekend. And so I know a lot of people are busy. They're busy getting ready to go for a long weekend. So I'll try to keep this as short as possible. How I want to start this call is one of my favorite quotes, because my core belief system about nutrition kind of falls on this quote. And this quote is from Hippocrates, which is considered the father of medicine, modern medicine. And he is the creator of the Hippocratic Oath, which is an oath physicians take today. And basically what it says is that they will treat their patients ethically. But he had a quote that I feel is really important, and it's kind of a basis for what this call is going to be about tonight. The quote is, "First, do no harm. Let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food." Now, that pretty much says it all. Not that I compare myself with Hippocrates. I do have a belief system, my core belief system about nutrition, that food does have the ability to create a healthy body. I believe that certain foods can be medicine and can treat various ailments if you pay attention to what you put in your mouth. Now, I'm going to jump right into the meat of this call, and that's basically all about high fat. I'm going to give you a little bit of a story, and some of you might have heard this story before. Most of my clients have, or if you do have the older, almost 2.5-year-old book now, the High Fat Recipe book, it has a little bit about this story in there. Way back in 2007, when I was going through my rounds of the HCG protocol, during my breaks, I discovered that there was a whole lot more to maintenance than what Dr. Simeon said in his book, Pounds and Inches, where he only kind of just gave us the rule of don't eat sugars and starches for 3 weeks, and if you do go past your range, you know, do a steak day, basically. In my attempt to keep the weight off that I was losing, I started to do some heavy research into different cultures of the world and what constituted healthy citizens. I looked for countries that prided themselves on having citizens that, you know, low incidence of diabetes, low incidence of heart disease, low incidence of stroke, things like that, all the diseases that are prevalent in the world today. And I settled in on two in particular that I found made the most sense to me, and that was the Mediterranean culture and also the Asian. In fact, they've been blended together, and they're called the Mediterranean way of eating. I discovered through the research that most of their culture depended on between a 60 to 65% fat content. The rest was kind of divided up into maybe 25, 15, sometimes 20, 20. It really didn't matter. It was, I guess, all depending on what they were serving for a particular meal. But for the most part, that was the ratio. And just like everyone that has grown up, I didn't grow up in the 80s. I grew up in the 70s. But my, you know, starting to really establish a relationship, or I got married in the early 80s, and so I started having to cook and started being aware of foods, 60% fat was unheard of. And so when I started looking at that, I was like, well, they're boasting about having a really healthy culture. I might want to try it. Well, I tried it. It worked. It worked really well. So I was no longer scared. So we, you know, moving on a little forward in time, we established a little part of the forums at Happily Soon After, what we called boot camp. And boot camp was basically to help those that were coming out of a P2, you know, the 500-calorie VLCD, HCD diet, and finding their way to try to maintain their weight that they had just lost. Well, boot camp was born, and for the most part, the numbers that I had come up with, the ratios that I had come up with, were working. Up until we had this one situation with a particular member who, let me just preface this by saying, she was one of those members that was very green, if you know what green is. You know, she didn't like using the microwave. She never used plastic, that kind of stuff. So we knew that she was doing everything in her power to, you know, try to do what she was supposed to do to not gain weight, and this ratio was not helping. She was gaining daily, no matter what we did, no matter how we tried to help her, no matter how we finagled her menu, things were not working for her. One day, me and another admin were Skyping back and forth, not Skyping, sorry, instant messaging back and forth, and she told me some research that she had been doing on someone from Poland, a doctor from Poland named Doctor, and I'm not going to even try to pronounce his last name, but his name is mentioned in the ebook that this whole call is about. Doctor, I'll just call him Dr. K. Some of the research that he had done and had proven was a much higher fat content, somewhere upwards of around 70 to 80% fat. Well, that just kind of blew my mind, and I was like, no way am I going to try it. I went against my better judgment, because normally I don't like to recommend anything to anyone until I've tried it first, but she was desperate, and I wasn't willing to give it a shot yet, and she was. So we asked her, to, you know, we went back channel and asked her if she would give this a try. What was really a miracle was the day that she tried it, the next morning she woke up to a goose egg. The next day, following the same principles, she woke up to a loss. Then she woke up to another loss, and then she easily got back down to her last injection weight, which was awesome because nothing she could do was helping. So that convinced me around the second day to give it a shot, and I did, and I had the same kind of results that she did. So the high-fat experiment, we called it, was on. We invited more than a couple of dozen of people from the forums to participate in this. We needed people that were really dedicated to doing the data, to being willing to have gains and losses and making sure that, you know, we were understanding what was involved in this lifestyle. And after about 3 or 4 months, we were pretty comfortable with the results. And so we kind of unleashed it to the rest of the website. It was working. This ratio, this anywhere from 70 to 80%, it was working for most people. Something started to happen, though. We started noticing another obstacle. And what we thought we had actually, again, this always starts with one member. One member was having issues. She seemed to be doing everything right, but she was just, for some reason, she was just drinking a lot of coffee with a lot of heavy whipping cream. That's how she was getting her fats in. And I said, well, it can't be the heavy whipping cream. It has to be the coffee. So we were going nuts on the coffee. It was flavored coffee. Go back to regular coffee. Don't do this, you know. Let's contact the coffee company and let's see what we can find out there because they must coat the. So I was blaming the coffee, and this went on for quite a while until it was brought to light that it wasn't the coffee, that it was actually the carrageenan that was in the cream. Now, just to go back a little bit, carrageenan is a thickening agent that they put in some dairy products, especially to give it a little bit more thickness. Carrageenan, some people say, well, it's a natural product. It shouldn't be bad. Well, it is a natural product. It's extracted from red seaweed. But how they extract the product from the red seaweed is they use a powerful alkali solvent, thingy. And this solvent is so powerful that it could actually take the skin off your hands. And this is what they're using. And so this is what you're putting into your body. Anyhow, so what we're figuring out now is it's not just high fat that you have to do. Now you have to be really, really careful of all the additives or preservatives or chemicals that they're putting into foods, even whole foods like heavy whipping cream. So that's when we discovered carrageenan was a problem. Of course, we always knew MSG was a problem, but we didn't realize how much of a problem it was and the different names that it fell under. Artificial sweeteners, you know, things that are in some of the free-flowing sweeteners, like maltodextrin, those are all things that are not conducive to your weight control journey. So now we've got the high fat working, but we understand that we have to be really careful about the additives. So this started me on a new mantra that even if you go now to any of my posts on the HTA website, I've stolen a quote from Suzanne Summers, and she says, "Eat real food. If you can pick it, pluck it, milk it, or shoot it, you can eat it." So basically, that's what I started preaching to the choir, was you got to keep your food real. You have to keep your food real. So in the last few years, there's been this, excuse me for a second while I get a sip of water. In the last few years, there's been this this resurgence, or not resurgence, but this boom, I guess you could call it, of sorts that kind of comply with this belief system of eating real foods. And this is kind of where I'm at today. There's two in particular big movements out there, some diets that are out there. They're labeled paleo and primal. And just for people's information that are listening, a little background on paleo and primal. Paleo is kind of hardcore. They don't believe in dairy. It's all about proteins, and they call themselves hunter-gatherers. Little to no alcohol. They don't believe in grains or beans or processed anything. They don't even want you to take supplements unless what they call offal, not AWFAL, but OFFAL is not available. Now, primal is a little less strict. They still don't believe in grains, although they do allow rice. Again, no beans, but they do have, they add dairy, and most often it's just grass-fed butter or raw cream. They also do allow sugar and chocolate and alcohol, and they do recommend supplements. Now, I'm just telling you this to tell you what's available out there. I'm not a big fan of labeling what we're doing. In fact, I really don't like the term "we eat high fat." In fact, there was a time a couple of years ago where I was like, "We need to call ourselves something different because we're not low carbers." Because I don't believe in low carb as the true sense of the word. I believe in no starch, but then again, we're not low starchers because I still recommend, you know, potatoes and stuff. So I don't know what to call us, and I don't want to be labeled into any program like that. So the best thing that I can say is that you're eating high fat. Anyways, let's go back. Back around the late 2009, early fall, I should say, we had changed boot camp around, and instead of it just being concentrating on P3, we now had three separate sections that concentrated on P2, P3, and P4. What that enabled us to do is get a wider range of watching what happened in the different phases to kind of help us establish more of a, well, does high fat work in, you know, when you finally switch over from the no sugars and starches, does it go into, you know, adding those things in? And what I saw was there is a definite oil and vinegar or water and oil situation happening with anybody that wants to add any type of grains into a high-fat life. At first, I thought it was grains and sugar. So I said, cut out the sugar or whatever. Let's just try to get. Well, then I figured out it was the grains. So I started recommending just whole wheat grains. See if that helpful. That didn't work anyway. That didn't work either. So I'm like saying, you know what? Stay off of it. I don't know why, but you can't have both worlds. It's either high fat or it's high carbs, and high carbs wasn't working for you before, so stick with high fat. So I didn't know why grains weren't working. I just knew that it wasn't. I couldn't figure out why. I kept saying sugar's not the enemy. Flour seems to be the enemy, but I can't figure out why. Well, I did, finally. It was last year, actually, late summer last year, or again, maybe early fall. I read a book called Wheat Belly by Dr. William Davis, and here's a fellow that I have been following his blog pretty much the whole time I've been on the HCG protocol, and he finally wrote a book. And then I understood how much of a problem grains were and why when you added that with a high-fat lifestyle, it just was disaster. So now what I do with people, with my clients or any HTM members that I come in contact with, is I tell them, read the book and stay off the grains. Learn the high-fat way of eating, because that's the only way that you're gonna keep it off. Now, this, it's a growing trend. It's not like you go to the store and you see gluten-free everywhere. You go to restaurants now, they're offering gluten-free choices on their menus. You're getting there's just so much. And this book isn't about being gluten-free, and I want to make sure you know that. That's not what I'm touting. If you go gluten-free, you're going to do yourself a whole big, huge favor. But that's not what this book is about. Although the recipes that are you going to find in this are all gluten-free. I made sure of that when I created this book. Anyhow, going on. The thing that I'm trying to emphasize is that you eat real foods, and then you figure out what's best for your body. So with all this high fat that's going on, and we're touting, we're saying, hey, you need to eat 70, 75, 80% fat, blah, blah, blah. I get asked one of two questions inevitably. One is, does it really work? Well, you can see that it works if you just go into boot camp. And the second is, how can it be good for you? And there's a sub-question to that, because all cholesterol is bad. Okay, I'm just gonna segue here a little bit. There's a little point that I just want to share right now. And did you know that your brain is 2% of your body weight, but it holds 25% of your body's cholesterol? So your brain needs cholesterol. So cholesterol is not bad. Now, I'm not going to go – that the purpose of this call is for me not to go into this whole cholesterol debate. Actually, that's what the ebook is for. The ebook kind of explains how I came to my conclusions, and that all the research that I did and the interpretation that I put, and why the whole low-fat thing started. And what I've done is I've created kind of a timeline in this book to kind of help you see how we arrive, how mankind arrived at the low-fat thing, how this produced this, and how it produced something, and then that produced another thing, and then that produced the whole low-fat mentality. And I link to a lot of established professionals and tell them, or let them go ahead and answer the questions for you. So the book is really going to handle the whole cholesterol debate thing. They establish the proof. I do want to say really quick that this book has taken me quite a while to write. I started it back in December of 2010, believe it or not. The book itself was easy. I just started compiling a lot of information and put it into an easy-to-read format, and how to explain why I've come up with this and why I lead my clients to this way of eating, and why I like for HTA to kind of follow the same suit. If I waited for all the planets to be aligned, and if I had the most perfect and most comprehensive and most entertaining whatever book, if I waited for all that to happen, this thing would never get published. I did, you know, I've been working, like I said, I've been working on it little bit, here and there over the last year. And whoever said writing a cookbook was easy, no. anyways, information is always coming in, especially, it's coming in fast and furious right now about the detriment that statin drugs, which are cholesterol, supposed cholesterol lessening drugs, have been playing on consumers. It's staggering. So it's so staggering. What's really interesting is, like, I read something this morning that was written back in March, and I don't know how I skipped it, but it was. It seems like all sorts of cardiologists, heart surgeons, are coming out and admitting that they were wrong about the whole cholesterol causing heart disease. I wanted to share something that I, like I said, that I read this morning, and I'll share the link on my Facebook page sometime over the next few days, because the real, it's coming to the forefront now that the number one cause of heart disease, they're saying, is inflammation. And inflammation comes from day after day eating the wrong foods and creating havoc to your insides. Now, I want to share something with you on this article that I wrote that I read this morning, and it's going to open. It's going to open a whole wide range of new research for me, because even though I heard about inflammation causing heart disease, I never really put the two together what was happening. So I just want to share with you this one doctor. I think his name is Dr. Liddell or Nadell. Like I said, I'll share the link on my Facebook page over the next couple of days. He says, inflammation is not complicated. It is quite simply your body's natural defense to a foreign invader such as bacteria, toxin, or virus. The cycle of inflammation is perfect in how it protects your body from these bacterial and viral invaders. However, if we chronically expose the body to injury by toxins or foods, the human body was never designed to process, a condition occurs called chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation is just as harmful as acute inflammation is beneficial. What thoughtful person would willingly expose himself repeatedly to foods or other substances that are known to cause injury to the body? Now, he goes on to more scientific proof and blah, 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 but this is kind of gross, but bear with me for a second because it's going to make a point. He says, what are the biggest culprits of chronic inflammation? Quite simply, they are the overload of simple, highly processed carbohydrates, sugar, flour, and all the products made from them, and the excess consumption of omega-6 vegetables like soybean, corn, and sunflower that are found in many processed foods. Take a minute to visualize rubbing a stiff brush repeatedly over soft skin until it becomes quite red and nearly bleeding. You keep this up for several times a day, every day for 5 years. If you could tolerate this painful brushing, you would have a bleeding, swollen, infected area that became worse with each repeated injury. This is a good way to visualize the inflammatory process that could be going on in your body right now. Now, I know that's gross, but he says he has opened up so many people doing heart surgery on them, and this is exactly what he's seen. That's how he described what he has seen to the arteries in some of these people. Now, I'm telling you this today not to gross you out, but because I want you to understand how incredibly important this stuff is to know what is happening to you, and that you make the right decisions about your nutrition, and that you don't allow, oh my gosh, I had to eat that piece of toast because that's all that was there or whatever. Because that kind of stuff can last for, like, from what Dr. Davis says, up to 5 days, and it's doing that job in your body. It's doing that. It's not good. It's important for you to understand that this high fat lifestyle really does work for maintenance, and it works even for lowering body weight. But again, now this is not what this ebook is going to cover. This is not a plan designed to lose weight. Although you can lose it, this is more of a plan for you to maintain weight for life. But once you start high fat, it's very unforgiving. So you have to honor its purpose, and you have to want it to work, and that is making a commitment to following it closely. So you can't decide in the morning, okay, I'm going to do high fat all day, and then at night go and grab yourself a pizza, because that's just going to totally negate everything that you just did, and it's going to spell disaster. Worse than if you, yeah, the worst if you ate pizza all day. Anyhow, and I'm not encouraging you to eat pizza all day. Anyhow, I digress. I'm almost done. What I was saying was, if I waited for all that perfect information to kind of align and everything to put in this ebook, I'd never get it published. So the information that's going to be available in this ebook is as up to the minute as I had possible. Now let's talk a little bit about what the program is about. First of all, I've kind of hidden this. I haven't made it widely known. The name of the program isn't High Fat Program. It's actually got a title. It's called Good Food Hunting, A Guide to Health Through High-Fat Foods. Now, I got to tell you that this ebook and the program that I attached to it, created with it, is the most comprehensive project I have yet to undertake since being associated with the HCG protocol. Now, like I said before, if someone would have told me how difficult it was to create a cookbook and then to make that added stipulation that it had to be all high-fat recipes, I don't know if I ever would have gotten started. This thing, this book is huge, okay? It starts with over 50 pages of information all about how I came up with the knowledge that I needed to encourage my clients and the members of HTA to use the high-fat lifestyle for maintenance. And it kind of starts with the beginnings way back when in the 30s and 40s and how the whole low-fat craze started and how things ramped up, and then to also the pioneers along the way that knew it wasn't right and tried to get out there and, you know, help us not fall into that trap until today, until like it seems to be a movement now to encourage cleaner eating. With that information, with the book, I could have sold the book alone, but I didn't. I wanted to go ahead and give you something to work with. I have 125 plus recipes that work really well with the high fat lifestyle. So recipes alone won't help you too, because one of the questions I always get, well, how do I put a menu together? Well, that's what this whole thing is kind of based on, is that I give you 4 weeks of menus that incorporate these recipes into a workable system that's complete with shopping lists. And it's put together in a way that I would be happy. And if anybody knows anything about me, I love cooking and I love being in the kitchen, but I don't like being in the kitchen all day. If something takes me 5 or 10 minutes, I'm fine. If something takes me longer than that, then I don't want to cook it. So they're easy recipes that I would do, that I would make for my own, you know, me and my daughter, or even if I would have company. Easy. I'm always about the easy. So it's 4 weeks of menus, and it comes complete with weekly shopping lists. And also, it's going to have, like, some rules and regulations and tips and tricks, and also give you a way to find out what your critical protein level. Dr. Atkins called it critical carbohydrate level, but according to the knowledge that I have, it's more about the protein level that needs to be watched more carefully, and how to figure that out for you and your body. And all this I'm offering for $47. It's a kind of a do-it-yourself plan that you can just kind of follow on your own. Now, as most people know about me, I am a strong proponent of the power of the mastermind, or what some people know as, you know, community support or getting together, because when you get more people gathered together, something else is bigger, is created. And so what I'm going to offer in addition to this is a membership to what I'm going to call the Good Food Hunting Club, you know, start your own tribe type thing. And what this involves is actually giving you kind of the tools for success to keep this going, you know, for life. You know, when you're creating new habits, one of the ways to make them last is to do it consistently. And one way that really works is if you have a support team in place. So you have a community that's doing the same thing that you are, that can encourage you and in things like that. So I'm going to give you your own little place on the web to call home, to discuss with others just like yourself about the high-fat lifestyle. You know, and what I really like about the community or the mastermind principle is that what one is proficient in, somebody else might be lacking. So if somebody is really good with Chinese food and they can convert recipes to, you know, to make it high-fat, but they really don't really know anything about Italian, but they want to put on an Italian meal, well, there's this other person that's really good at Italian food. So that's what a community spirit can do for, you know, making your these changes in your way of eating, make it a lifetime. What's more, though, that I'm going to offer with this membership, in addition, is I'm going to be posting in this forum 5 new recipes a month. Now, that's 5 new different recipes that are already included in the Good Food Hunting ebook. And in that, I'm going to also offer 1 week of a week of menu with those 5 new recipes incorporated in it. So you're going to get a 7-day menu once a month that has 5 new recipes in it. And then with that, you're going to get a shopping list. Now, I'm offering this to this membership to this tribe at an additional $7.95 a month, and you can do that on a month-to-month basis, or you can save some money and get it for a whole year for $74.95. Now, all that being said, and I'm almost done. I just wanted to keep you 30 minutes, and I'm at 31 right now. So I wanted desperately, desperately to have this ready for you tonight. I did, like I said before, I didn't realize that when I settled on May 24th as the date for the release that it fell before holiday weekend, and I got some news that there are some technical difficulties with the ebook. And you know what? I'm not a technophobe, but there are some things I just don't understand, and converting a Word document, which is what I wrote it into, a PDF, and making sure that all the links and all the pictures and all the graphs and things show up the way that they're supposed to. So I leave that up to the publisher, and there are some things that need to be fixed before I can send it out. So unfortunately, this is not ready tonight, and even though I preach about the gift of imperfection, I'm not going to send out a product that's not usable. So he assures me that it's going to be done on Sunday. However, to be safe, I'm going to officially release this document or this PDF or this program, whatever you want to call it, in my next newsletter, which is coming out next week Wednesday, and that's on the 30th. But don't worry, those of you that called in, those of you that are signed up, I'm going to go ahead and keep you notified of what's going on, and if it's done earlier, I'll definitely make sure that you get that information. So anyways, I want to go ahead and thank you for coming to the call. Again, this is Biz from Happily Thin or After, discussing the new product, created by me and Happily Thin or After. And again, I want to thank everybody for coming and spending some time with me this evening, even though it is a busy holiday weekend. Anyways, have a nice night and have a safe weekend. See you around.